Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're talking about the upcoming Corporate Transparency Act. This was passed by the U.S. Congress on January 1st of 2021. It imposes extensive reporting requirements on the beneficial owners of most entities that are formed or operating in the United States. That includes foreign entities. The primary purpose of the act is to provide greater transparency of legal entities and to detect and combat illegal activities. The new reporting requirements is going to cause millions of existing legal entities to file beneficial ownership disclosure forms with the federal government. The regulations are written so broadly that nearly every small business in the U.S. will be swept up in this new law. So this law will go into effect January 1, 2024. Existing entities formed prior to that date will have 1 year from that date to file their initial beneficial ownership information report. Entities formed on or after January 1, 2024 have to file their business information report within 30 days after their formation, although it could be that this proposed deadline has been extended to 90 days. After the initial report, there is no annual or quarterly filing requirement. All entities formed or registered to do business in the U.S. need to either confirm that they qualify for an exemption from the Corporate Transparency Act reporting requirements, or they have to submit the Beneficial Ownership Information Report to the U.S. Treasury's Financial Crimes and Enforcement Network, or what they call FinCEN. The goal here is for the government to understand the natural persons who are behind all of these entities. Often entities are owned by other entities, which makes it difficult to determine who is actually behind an entity. Each year, it's estimated that about more than 2 million corporations and limited liability companies are formed under state law, with most, if not all, of the states not requiring disclosure of any information about the beneficial owners of these entities. The fear is that bad actors have taken advantage of that anonymity by forming entities in the U.S. and using those entities as a means of facilitating illegal activity, including money laundering, financing terrorism, tax fraud, human trafficking, drug trafficking, piracy, and securities fraud, and all kinds of bad stuff. With the passage of the Act, Congress hopes to more easily detect and expose and prosecute individuals engaged in this kind of illegal activity. It is, however, an unprecedented federalization of corporate law, which, frankly, has been one of those things that's been delegated to the state level. It does that by amending Title 31 of the United States Code, and it ushers in a number of new reporting requirements for people doing business in the U.S. So unless an exclusion applies, each reporting entity has to submit to the director of FinCEN information about each beneficial owner. It's got to be their full legal name, their date of birth, the current residential or business street address, and identification number from an acceptable form of identification, like a passport that's not expired, a driver's license, or other government-issued ID. If any of that information changes, the reporting entity has an obligation to file an updated report to FinCEN within 30 days of those changes, although I saw a contradictory report that says you've got a year to report those changes. So the idea here is not for you to be getting your legal advice from a podcast. That's certainly not my role. You want to seek your own legal advice from your own law team. The purpose behind reporting this on the podcast is simply to make you aware that you likely have some work to do to understand the new rules and make sure you're in compliance. Now, if a person willfully provides false or fraudulent information to FinCEN or willfully fails to report, then those people might be subject to a fine up to $500 per day, up to a maximum of $10,000, and criminal liability, including imprisonment, up to 2 years. Now, the government is supposed to keep all this information in a high-security database. There are exceptions, of course. They get to share the data with other government departments, including the IRS. I find it interesting the government chose to enlist the business community in providing this information directly rather than getting the information from the states which form the entities. Now, so far, the only state to enact a similar business transparency law is the state of New York. In the case of New York state law, the information is posted on a publicly searchable database. California is reported to be working on a similar law. I suspect there's going to be a fairly substantial amount of work for both law firms and accounting firms to make sure the clients are in compliance with this new regulation. So as you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.